when we learned last month that NASA astronauts wear diapers, usually during flight or flights of fancy. That got us wondering, what else do astronauts wear? Any other garments they're not telling us about?
Well, it turns out, says NPR science correspondent Robert Krulwich, that when you're in space, especially when you're asleep in space, there are a few accessories that prove astonishingly useful.
If you could choose between the most comfortable cozy bed on Earth or sleeping in outer space with no gravity, which would you choose? And before you answer, let's cheat.
Oh, sleeping in space is fantastic. I mean, you just float, and it's perfect, and it's wonderful. It's fabulous.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Retired astronaut Dan Barry has spent 30 nights on three different space missions. Retired astronaut Marsha Ivins, 42 nights on five different missions. And here's why they say that space sleeping beats Earth sleeping.
Yes? Bring us a
dream. First, when you're in space, you can go to sleep absolutely anywhere. And I mean anywhere. If you ask, where's my bed?
Well, it's wherever you want it to be. That's what it turns out to be.
Basically, right. You choose a place where you're going to be, and it could be on the wall or the ceiling or wherever.
Yeah, it's actually fun.
Is it fun or weird?
Yeah, it's great fun. It's great fun. I loved hanging in a weird position, being in a weird position.
And then here's another plus. When you're in space, you never have to lie on your arm.
You know how sometimes you get your arm underneath you and it goes to sleep or whatever?
And, right.
And none of that, okay? You just float.
You don't have to lie on anything. On the other hand, nothing will lie on you.
I'm one of those like to sleep under lots and lots of cover people. You know,
yeah.
The weight of the covers on
you.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah. Well, you don't get that with there's no gravity.
Because when there's no gravity, you could be under 5 blankets, 10 blankets, 20 blankets. They're not going to weigh anything.
It's a little disconcerting to sleep without weight. So it's getting used to sleeping free.
Listen on your magic beam. Oh, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
But sleeping free has some interesting complications. For example, suppose you like a fetal position. Suppose you want to bring your knees up to your chest at night. In space, you can't do that because you're being pulled equally in all directions. So your body just naturally wants to open up.
You'll be in sort of a opened up C position.
Like the letter C.
And your arms will be like you're trying to hug a big tree.
Kind of splayed wide open.
You know, they'll be open.
Yeah.
And that's the posture that your body is comfortable in.
So if you want an all-night fetal curl, astronauts have to use a tool. They call it the Velcro strap.
And so a lot of people will sleep, and they'll use the Velcro strap to sort of strap their knees up to their chest.
Right, kind of go in a little bit of fetal position. I'll even sometimes strap my legs into a fetal position the first day or two.
And that's not the only thing they strap up there.
The other thing is that your head, you know, of course, doesn't stay on the pillow. It drifts up.
So you have to have a pillow, though, don't you? So
there is a pillow. Right. It's a block of foam, mm-hmm. And you put the back of your head on it, and then you Velcro the front of your head to it.
You Velcro the front of your head to the front of your head or the back of your head?
No, you Velcro your head to the pillow.
So really, you're wearing your pillow.
Or it's wearing you.
Astronauts Marsha Ivins and Dan Barry admit that sleeping in space has, a few downsides. For example, there's the problem of phantom limbs. When you sleep in space, your arms, and your arms especially, get free of the sleeping bag and kind of drift around any way they like.
So your arms are out there, and in fact, the first night sleeping, my hand was hitting my face, and I thought it was the guy next to me. So I said, "Stop bothering me." And he's like, "I'm not bothering you. You're hitting yourself." And I was like, "What?" And sure enough, when you fall asleep, your hands drift right in front of your face. And in my case, the first night, they were bumping into my face.
And while that happened again the second night...
Not after that.
So somehow, and Dan doesn't know how, bodies learn to adjust to zero gravity. They just do.
Never happened again after the first night.
And so once you get the hang of it, then any time you like, anywhere you like, you could be right side up, you could be upside down, whenever you feel tired, all you have to do is just close your eyes and then... And that is why, say both astronauts, assuming that you don't mind being strapped to your knees while being clamped to a pillow, nothing beats a good night in space.
And it's wonderful. the end of the mission, I'm just, I mean, it's just fabulous. I love sleeping in space.
Robert Krulwich, NPR News, in New York.
When he's not reporting for NPR or sleeping, Robert Krulwich moonlights as the co-host of WNYC's Radio Lab. And if you want to hear more stories from Robert, he's got his very own podcast. Go to our website, npr.org, and search our podcast directory for Krulwich on Science.